The following diminish a window to less than a tefach. A window that is a tefach by a tefach and allows tumah to escape and enter through that window. And one of the following is in the window, it would diminish the window to less than a size of a tefach by a tefach. Pachas me kezayis basar memayit ayyidei roiva atzomot. If there's less than a kezayis basar in the window, it would diminish the window to less than a tefach by a tefach. If the tumah that's in the house is a roiva atzomot, a quarter cup of bones, the roiva atzomot is mitame bar, it would be mitame the entire content of the house. And if there's a window that's a tefach by a tefach that opens up to an adjacent house, the window would escape through the window and be mitame the content of the adjacent house. And if there's less than a kezayis basar inside the window, and less than a kezayis basar is not mitamet, so therefore it could diminish the size of the window to less than a tefach by a tefach. In such a case, the tumah would not pass through the window, since the window is now less than a tefach by a tefach. As opposed to, if the tumah, instead of being a robot tumah, was a kezayis basar from a mace, in such a case, the pachas make kezayis basar in the window would not diminish the size of the window. And since the pachas mekezayis basar is the same tumah as the tumah that's being mitame the house, it would be mistarif, it would combine with the kezayis basar, and therefore would not be chayte, but now the tumah would not stop the tumah from passing through. Only if the tumah is a rova atzamot, then in such a case, the pachas mekezayis basar would not be mistarif, it would not combine with the rova atzamot, so therefore it can diminish the size of the chalon and can stop the tumah from going through the window and being mitame the contents of the adjacent house. Now, if there was a kezayis basar in the window, in such a case, it cannot diminish the size of the window. And since a kezayis basar is metame ba'oil, it cannot stop the tumor from passing through the window. If there is a bone in the window that's smaller than the size of a sura, a barley, as an etzem kesura is metame b'maga by touching over masa and by carrying, and the bone that was in the window was smaller than the size of a sura, so it's not mekabel tumor, and it diminished the window to less than a tefah by a tefah, the window was exactly a tefah by a tefah, and now that this bone is inside the window, it's less than a tefah by a tefah, that would diminish the size of the window if the tumah that's inside the house and is being metame the house is a kezayis basar. In such a case, the tumah would not escape through the window and be metame the contents of the adjacent house. But if the tumah that's being metame the house is rova atzamos, in such a case, the etzem that's less than a sura would not diminish the size of the window, as since the etzem is the same tumah as the robot somos, in such a case it would combine with the robot somos and it would not stop the tumah from the robot somos to get through the window and be metame the adjacent house. But in this case, since the tumah is a kezayis basar, the etzem that's less than a sura does not combine with the kezayis basar and therefore would diminish the size of the window to less than a tefah by a tefah, and the tumah would not escape through the window. Pachas me kezayis min hamet, pachas me kezayis min hanevela, pachas me ka'adasha Minashar. If there's a window that's a tefah by a tefah, and there's a tumah inside the house, and there's less than a kezayis min hamet inside the window, diminishing the window to less than a tefah by a tefah, that would stop the tumah from escaping through the window. Now, even though we already mentioned that pachas mekezayis min hamet stops the tumah from escaping through the window, the Mishnah is repeating it here to tell you not only if the mate that was being metame was a rova atzamos, but even if what was being metame in the house was not a rova atzamos, but a different tumah, such as a revius dam in a mace, or some other part of the mace, that's metame bar. In that case, also a pachas mekezayis min hamet would stop the tumah from getting through the window if it diminishes the window to less than tefach by a tefach. Or if there's less than a kezayis min hanevela, less than a kezayis from the carcass of an animal in the window, diminishing the window to less than a tefach by a tefach, that too would stop the tumah from going through, as even though a kezayis min hanevela is metame and therefore would not stop the tumor from going through, since it itself is mitame b'mago v'masa. But since there's less than a kezayis in this case, pachas mekezayis from nevela is not mitame. And so too, if there's less than the size of a lentil from a sheret, that too is not mitame. It's only an adasha from a sheret is mitame, but less than adasha is not mitame. So therefore, since it's not mitame, if it's inside the window and diminishes the window to less than a tefah by a tefah, that would stop the tumor from going through the window. If there's food in the window that's smaller than a kebab, smaller than the size of an egg, that would also diminish the window to less than a tefah by a tefah and stop the tumah from going through. As even though pachas mekebab ochlin is mekabel tumah, that's only midrabbanan. But min haTorah, in order for ochlin to be mekabel tumah, it has to be the size of a bay. So since it's less than a bay of Eichon inside the window, it's not makabel tuma min haTorah, and therefore it would diminish the size of the window, so less than a tefach by a tefach, and stop the tumor from going through. Hatfuah shebachalo, grain growing 3 tefachim away from the window, and it curves into the window, blocking up the window, and it diminishes the window to less than a tefach by a tefach. Ukaka sheyesh ba mamish, or to the spider web in the window, and the spider web has some substance, it would diminish the window to less than a tefach by a tefach, and stop the tumor from escaping through the window. Univla ta'of hatar shelo chishev aleha, the carcass of a kosher bird that he had not decided to eat. As an avail of an otar is only makabel tumah if he decided to eat it, and since he did not make the decision to eat it, it's not makabel tumah, and therefore would diminish the window to less than the size of a tefach by a tefach. When availas of hatame shechisha velay below ichshira o ichshira below chisha velay, or the carcass of a non-kosher bird that was inside the window and he had decided to eat it, but it did not have hechshira, did not come into contact with one of the 7 liquids that is machshir eichlin, or an avela, to make it makabel tumah. Or it was mukshir, it did come into contact with one of those 7 liquids, but he had not yet decided to eat it. In such a case, it's not makabel tumah. As an avela of an oaf tumah is only makabel tumah if he both decides to eat it and it came into contact with one of the 7 liquids, but if one of those 2 things are missing, it's not makabel tumah, and therefore if it's inside the window, it would diminish the size of the window to less than a tefach by a tefach and stop the tumah from escaping through the window. If there's a tumah inside the house, that's metame the content of the house, and there's a window that's a tefach by a tefach, and the wall of the house that opens to an adjacent house, the tumah would escape through the window and be metame the content of the adjacent house. And the following that's in the window would not diminish the size of the window. If there's a bone that's less than the size of a sorah, and therefore is not metame in the window, it would not diminish the size of the window in a case that the tumah that's inside the house is at somos, the bones from a mace. That the bone that's inside the window would be mitarif, would combine with the bones that is inside the house and is being mitarif in the house, and therefore that bone cannot diminish the size of the window, and the tumah would escape through that window. Below basar ayyidei basar, if it's less than a kazayis basar from a mace inside the window, it would not diminish the size of the window if the tumah that's inside the house is a kazayis basar, as the basar inside the window would be mitarif, would combine with the basar that's being mitarif in the house, and cannot diminish the size of the window. Below kizayis min ameis, below kizayis min anavela, below kadasha min asheres, below kebeah. And so too, if there's a kizayis min ameis inside the window, it cannot diminish the size of the window, even if the tumah that's inside the house is something other than busted from a maze. For example, the tumah in the house is at shamos. Even so, the kizayis min ameis that's inside the window will not diminish the size of the window, as a kizayis min ameis is mitame, and therefore cannot diminish the size of a window. And so too, a kezayis from a nevela, a kezayis from the carcass of an animal, cannot diminish the size of the window, since a kezayis from a nevela is tame. And so too, an adasha from a sheret, a piece of a sheret the size of a lentil, is also tame, and therefore cannot diminish the size of the window. And a bea of ochlin is also makabel tumah, makabel tumah is ochlin, if it came into contact with one of the 7 liquids. And since it's makabel tumah, it cannot diminish the size of the window, and the tumah that's inside the house would escape through the window and be metame the adjacent house. Below tzvua shebechalonos, and so too grain that's growing right next to the window and curves into the window, it would not diminish the size of the window, as tzvua that grows right next to the window will eventually be taken away, as it's not good for the coastal to have tzvua growing right next to it, and since it will eventually be taken away, it cannot diminish the size of the window to less than a tefach by a tefach. And a spider web that's in the window that does not have substance, that when you take it in your hand it disintegrates, that too cannot diminish the size of the window to less than a tefa by a tefa. And the carcass from a kosher bird that's inside the window, if you decided to eat it, then it's makabel tumah to ochlin and would not diminish the size of the window since it's makabel tumah. And the carcass from a non-kosher bird that's inside the window would not diminish the size of the window if you decided to eat it, and it also came into contact with one of the 7 liquids that would be machshir ochlin, as it's now makabel tumah, and therefore cannot diminish the size of the window. Below ashesi v'arev hamenu gan, so too threat from either the wolf or the warp cannot diminish the size of the window if they have a negative, if they have tzaraas. As in such a case, since they have tzaraas, they're tameh and cannot diminish the size of the window, cannot stop the tumah from escaping through the window. Velo levena me beis hapras, divrei Rabbi Meir. And a levena, a brick that is made from the dirt of a beis hapras. According to Rabbi Meir, if it's inside the window, since it's tummy, it cannot diminish the size of the window. But the beis hapras is an area that had a cavern, and the cavern was plowed. That the chachamim were geizer, that 100 amos around the original cavern is tummy. And maybe the bones from the mace got dragged up to 100 amos away from the cavern. And if you take dirt from the beis hapras, which is tummy, and you make a brick out of it, that brick is tummy since it came from the base of frost, and therefore since it's tummy, it cannot diminish the size of the window, it cannot stop a tumor from escaping through the window, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Maimrim Halavena Mema'etes Mibnei Sha'afratar. The Chachamim disagree. They say a brick that's made out of the dirt from a base of frost would diminish the size of the window because particles of dirt from a base of frost is tar. As that was the Chachamim were guided that 100 amas of the base of frost is tummy, that's only clods of earth from the base of frost. The particles of dirt that come from the base of frost are tar, and even if you take those particles and make a brick out of them, it continues to be tar, and therefore, since it's tar, it could diminish the size of the window to less than a tefa by a tefa and stop the tumor from escaping through the window. This is a general rule. Something that is tar would diminish the size of the window to less than a tefa by a tefa and stop the tumor from escaping through the window, but something that is tame cannot diminish the size of the window to less than a tefa by a tefa, and the tumor would escape through the